Vince, how critical is it to make a team one-dimensional like you did with Tennessee on Sunday?
The quicker you can do that, the better your odds of winning. But it's tough. It's very hard at this level to do that. You know, you just have to just keep fighting. But if we can, if we're able to do that, mm-hmm. I mean, every team the same way. If you're able to do that on a consistent basis, I mean, you're going to put yourself in some pretty good situations to win a ball game. And that's what we try to do. Like I said, we have a lot of goals. We hit them sometimes, but sometimes we don't. But you just have to keep on striving to get better. And that's what we're doing. You know, as a unit, we're striving to get better. As an individual, we're striving to get better. And hopefully it'll be enough. You know, at the end, hopefully it'll be enough.
It seems as though you guys, though, have embraced that, the ability to stop the run since pretty much day one of training camp. That's been sort of a thing that you guys have almost hitched your wagons to right away. And so we have the capability of doing this on a week-in, week-out basis.
We got a bunch of great guys on this defense. And a lot of guys have a love for the game and a passion for the game. So every year that's a goal. But, you know, when you have a bunch of guys fighting for one goal and the passion and the love for it and the understanding of the game, what needs to be done, you can do pretty good, mainly anything you want to do if you put your mind to it. So, and that's what we have. So, but that's easy. And the tough part is when you're struggling in the game or a game close, and when you don't have a team that's one dimension and doing everything still. What type of how mentally tough are you? And that's one thing you got to always work towards too. You know, the game, the mental game. Because everything is not going to be perfect out there. It's going to be some tough games. And it comes down to crucial plays. Certain individual techniques that you've taught ever since mini camps and training camps, you have to rely on. So as long as we do that, we can't forget about the little things that we do each day. You got to keep working on the little things. Now, and after a while, the little things help the big things. So, as long as we continue to get better each day, individually and as a unit and as a team, I think our chances will be very, very good and we'll be very successful around here.
Vince, it looks like Kevin Cobb might get the start here this week. If that's the case, I feel like a guy like that maybe a little bit more dangerous with something to prove since he was passed over, before the season.
I mean, he's a good quarterback. That's not get that understood right now. But that whole offense, they have weapons. They from the backs to the tight ends to the receivers up front. They know what they're doing. So he have a good supporting cast around him too. Not taking anything away from him because he is a good quarterback. So we just have to do a good job of our game plan. However we want to attack it, we're going to have to do a really good job of attacking it. So I'm pretty sure there's going to be some things we have to do on the sideline to make the adjustments. When we make those adjustments, we have to, go full-fledged with it and believe it. So that's what it's going to come down to. But this guy made a lot of plays. Last week he came in the game and brought these guys back. So they have a lot of faith in him, and it's for a reason. We see a lot of things on film that he poses a threat to. So we're going to do a real good job off defensively, trying to slow him down.
Have you guys prepared for both quarterbacks, Vince? And if so, what are the differences
between them? Well, we get. But, that's one of those things up in the air. But, whatever we get, we'll get. So that's part of sideline adjustments, too. So if we see something we don't like, we have to come to the sideline and do something different.
The fellow defensive lineman on the other side, Darnell Dawkins, pretty good player. Have you had a chance to watch him much at all?
No. I'm okay. A defensive player.
I know, but.
But, over the years, I always, pay attention to defensive linemen, especially D-tackles, because I'm a defensive tackle. I'm always looking to see how, defensive tackles are playing. So I've seen him over the years, but I haven't spent any time. I have my hands full with their offense. I can't meet. Any extra time, I need to go do something to make sure I'm ready to go Sunday.
Anything you like about his game that you have seen over the years?
He's a different challenge. But like I said, right now I'm worried about the offense. I can't worry about, Darnell Dock unless he moved the offensive guard overnight. Then I'm going to have to pull up some footage. I don't even know if he ever played O-line.
He came up the same year as you, right?
Yeah. Florida State.
I was looking at that there.